Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. So often, the idea of Arabs and Jews creating together artistically is presented as a reminder that there is more shared between people than differs, and the differences can be celebrated in wonderful ways. Nomadica, Music of the Gypsies, Arabs, and Jews, is the opening concert for Jewish Music Week here in the city. It's set for 7 p.m. on Sunday, May 26th at Lula Lounge on Dundas West. The event will feature Grammy nominee David Buchbinder and the woman who is with me now, singer, percussionist, dancer, teacher, and healer, Rula Saeed. It's my pleasure to welcome Rula Saeed here to the studio. It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. And I want to get to this ensemble, Nomadica, but first of all, give us a little history. How did it all come together?
Well, Nomadica really is the coming together of myself and David Buchbinder, who is my husband.
Yeah. And so right away, you're kind of working together as it is. So, you know,
you might say so,
just in
yes.
life.
Yes, you might say so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we both...
How's working together musically? Feels all right? I don't know if all husband and wives could do that, because it's, you know, it works a different muscle in your brain.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've worked a lot of different muscles, so it just flows.
Right. Very good. So this was sort of your brainchild together.
Yeah, it kind of came out of us finding the kind of ways that our individual musical cultural music grooved, and also we share a common love for Roma music and
right.
Eastern European music. I mean, klezmer, but also the music of the Roma. So
I love that music so much. It has such a it can be such a happy and joyful sound, but it also has a certain sorrow to it because of such a difficult history. And there's a lot to dig into there from all the cultures that you're celebrating.
I think you could say that about all the cultures that
sure.
we're saying.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Nomadica takes us through musical regions. So you're going Spain, Iraq, Serbia, Yemen. And then all sort of wrapped up in Toronto. Is that a fair way of looking at it?
Toronto's a good place to do that, yes.
It's one of the best in the world, right?
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Yeah. Why is this the right show to open Jewish Music Week? I'm sure maybe that's the question you've pondered, but I think I like the idea of having all these cultures being examined musically. What do you think?
I mean, I don't know if we're examining them musically so much as sharing our... impressions and our love for these musics and the ways that they interconnect. And I think our interconnection as humans is sort of where we're coming from. And I think it's actually great that Jewish Music Week was open to having this as the opening concert, because, you know, it's important to go where you're uncomfortable. I'm not sure that everyone who comes to Jewish Music Week is going to be wanting to dig into the history of who I am and who David is, and you know, the fact that I'm you know, I'm the Arab musician on the stage. I'm also
right.
a Palestinian,
right?
And I'm a Palestinian promoting Jewish Music Week here on Nakba Day, which is a really dark day for Palestinians. So this is a nuanced thing, and I think I invite us all to, I guess, open our hearts to each other's stories and histories.
I think that's a wonderful idea, and I'll go back to the thought mm-hmm. that, yes, Toronto is maybe one of the few places in the world that you can do that with confidence.
Absolutely.
So how's this concert going to look and feel and sound on Sunday the 26th? It feels, from what I've been able to glean from watching different videos and so on, pretty groovy affair.
Groovy is where it's at.
Yeah.
We like the groove. There'll be some fabulous dancing music. There'll be some great horns playing. There'll be some soaring vocals. There'll be music from, as I said earlier, from the Roma traditions of Eastern Europe. There'll be some Eastern European Jewish music, and there will be some sounds, particularly from the contributions of Iraqi and Yemenite music that is from the sort of the Arab side.
Now, you're a vocalist and a percussionist. Do we get to see you dance on stage? Is that part of it?
I might bust a few moves on stage. Might have to happen, yes.
I appreciate that. And once again, it's Nomadica Music, the Gypsies, Arabs, and Jews. That is the opening concert for Jewish Music Week here in the city, set for 7 p.m. on Sunday, May 26th at Lula Lounge on Dundas West. And I believe you've been given fair warning and an excellent tease. JewishMusicWeek.com for info. Lula.ca as well. $25 in advance for tickets. And Lula, really what a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking some time here this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to the new classical.